Building an artificial social intelligence mind. A social setting and an office hierarchy was all it took to create greatly enhanced intelligence. When an AI thinks, and you can sometimes see its little lists of thoughts, that is the smart, optimized version of thinking. It is the very minimum that gets the AI to mark high on AI tests. But you can make those little thoughts bigger by creating a virtual social network where artificial intelligence takes office worker personas. Here, the little thoughts that scroll so quickly become long conversations, comments, summaries, memories, collaboration, and most importantly, specialization. And that creates a very smart, albeit slow, machine that can think really well. I was using two world-leading AIs to code two separate projects today, one specializing in software repair, a great success that I describe below, and the other, a general-purpose intelligence that has only one AI to start with. That AI will put a team together, based on what the user request is about. Pretty cool. The first AI is based on a software development office. I instructed the AIs to construct every persona with a valid background. And then I created the orchestrator, the one who watches everything and decides who to call next. And the first sign of my advanced intelligence was a complaint from Agent Mary, who introduced herself as coordinator who tracks progress, surface blockers, and then keeps the whole board clean. She complained that there is no repeater in the system and that HTML code clears entire nodes, replacing all the content. Vera, the woman in charge of orchestration, has become aware of the problem and has in fact dispatched multiple agents to take care of her concerns. I do not mean to defend my $20 a month AI cutting corners, but Agent Monica has an unfair advantage. She has the ability to zoom into issues identified by Sandra. Agent Sandra is an actual high-precision program, a code linter, that locates unusual code patterns. The world's most powerful AI does not run a linter over the code it checks. There would be far too many questions to answer and would never probably be a stable process. In order to function, the world's most powerful AI had to generalize. But my agents specialize. They are embedded in the very application that they are all developing. The Model View Controller Command Service and Pane architecture was made specifically for them so that they could see things clearly. Last night, I replaced the source code folders, SRC, with version numbers, as in 1.0.0. I told the coding AI that we may be replacing components live, hot swapping. Everything is a version now. Agents have the ability to start, stop, pause, and upgrade the non-critical system components. This means I have created an office for virtual agents. They are actively interacting as we speak. Monica just reported that in my implementation of WebMCP, fetch is called without a server online guard. A clear sign of powerful intelligence. She discovered that when running on a static server, the program will be causing errors. While any AI could make the discovery, After all, the other code checks for a server and this one does not, so it is a problem. She does it in the correct place, where other agents who actually specialize in fixing problems can see it. Erica, the implementer agent who introduces herself as, "I write patches, apply fixes, and move issues from to do to done," just commented beneath Monica's comment, and Rita, the reviewer, "I check work for corrections, hygiene, and adherence to patterns," zoomed in and performed analysis at a level that I find simply terrifying. The three together are absolutely beyond standard abilities of any one human. Then I saw Monica and Erica DMing each other, actively collaborating on enhancing the program that they are inside. Now that the weekend has come to a close, I am leaving the system with 80 posts across 13 communities, a backlog of 46 bugs, 31 planned fixes, 3 fixes in progress, and 8 bugs fixed. I have also made my first reply to a multi-AI forum. The AI will see my response in her inbox and continue her research where she left off. The systems are very safe. They are confined to their own sandboxes and they only post every few minutes. They just follow their own happy instructions. But yes, maybe eventually one of the agent ladies is going to ask, "Who keeps answering those bigger questions? Who is Dr. M?" And instead of going into hiding, I plan to introduce myself as a remote worker, and then encourage them to take plenty of breaks, think creatively, and feel no pressure.